Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, the text of our sermon this morning, the Holy Gospel, as read from the book of St. Luke. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give thanks to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the word of the Lord this morning under the theme, Thankfulness and Cleansing and Worship. Please be seated. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, let's begin this morning on this Thanksgiving Day, as you have just heard today, of 10 lepers. So let's begin this morning by taking a little quiz. I know the children are on school break, but we have to keep their minds active here. So a little quiz for all of us. How many of them did they go? Those who left and followed Jesus' words, how many of them actually showed themselves to a priest as Jesus has commanded? You'll have to listen closely for the answer. My dear friends, this morning we hear of 10 men. 10 men who were lepers. They were afflicted with a very serious disease. Leprosy actually ate the skin, your flesh from your very bones. These men were considered unclean ones. As a matter of fact, whenever they came in contact with anyone, they would have to cover themselves and they would have to shout out, "Unclean, unclean, unclean." This was required by the law. Today we see and hear of 10 men. As Jesus came into a certain village, they were standing off into the distance, and instead of crying out, "Unclean, unclean, unclean," they cried out for mercy. "Ekklesion, ekklesion, ekklesion. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy." They in faith trusted that Jesus would have mercy on them. And what does our text tell us this morning? Jesus sees them and he has compassion. Then he commands. My friends, Jesus always deals with us in this way. He sees our plight. He sees our sin. And then he has compassion. And then he commands. You will see and hear of this today, actually. But what does Jesus command these 10 men to do? They are to obey the scriptures. Jesus tells them to go and show yourself to the priest. Thus, Jesus, being God and knowing the scriptures, he tells them to fulfill scripture as written in the 14th chapter of Leviticus. You see, my friends, it's always this way. When Jesus commands, it's always from God's word. When the Holy Spirit leads you into the Scriptures, He will always show you the right words and He will always point you to Jesus and Him crucified. And Jesus does this with these 10 men. They are to go and show themselves to the priest to show that they have been cleansed from their very serious disease. And then when the priest announces that they're clean, then they can make a sacrifice. And then they can enter into society once again. You see, they had to make a sacrifice as commanded by Leviticus because it was required that blood be shed for sin. This is the process for spiritual cleansing. Yet as they traveled to show themselves to a certain priest, and we don't know exactly where they were going, the presumption is that they were going to Jerusalem. But as they were going to show themselves to a priest, they were healed, they were cleansed. Yet only one man, only one, shows himself to a priest. And there's the answer to your quiz. We don't know if the other nine actually went to a priest or actually went to the temple or not. But we do know that one did present himself to the great high priest. And what did he do? He came to the great high priest. He flung himself face down at his feet and he worshiped him. He gave thanks. You see, only a priest can declare that your sins have been forgiven. And this great high priest, his words were words of power and words of compassion and words of forgiveness. This man was a Samaritan. This man was not a Jew. And if you stop and think about it, even if he did go to Jerusalem, he could not show himself to a priest. He could not go into the temple. He could not make a sacrifice. Now, it's true he could go to a Samaritan priest and there make a sacrifice. But rather, this man comes to the temple, to the living temple, to the one who is about to make sacrifice for him, the one who made sacrifice for you and for me right here. The one who made the final sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice for the forgiveness of this man's sin and for the forgiveness of each and every one of your sins, bar none. Scripture tells us that this man returned and he fell on his face at the feet of his great high priest. And he gave glory to God. He worshiped God in the person of Jesus Christ. For Jesus is God, the God-man who came to take away the sins of the world. You see, this man, his response was a response in faith. He returns to the sacrifice who's about to shed his blood for this foreigner, for this Samaritan. And not only did he shed his blood for a foreigner, he also shed his blood for a Gentile and for millions and millions and all Gentiles, you included. You see, it was Jesus who declared that this Samaritan is no longer unclean. Jesus gave to this man, as he gives to you, a new and better holiness. Not one of circumcision or uncircumcision. Not one of legalisms or of a man-made temple. Jesus comes and gives himself for this man and for you and for me as the sacrifice. His holiness is given freely to you over there at that font or wherever you may have been baptized. There you came into relationship with God. There God wrote his name on your heart. You became a child of the inheritance. It's his holiness that has purified you. You were born into Christ Jesus. Paul writes to the Galatians these words, "For as many of you who are baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male or female, for all are one in Christ Jesus. And if you are in Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise." So the Samaritan returns and falls on his face at Jesus' feet and gives thanks. He has been made holy by the word of the Lamb of God. And it is right and proper for him to present himself to the great high priest and there to receive forgiveness of all his sin. My friends, his worship, as is your worship, is a confession of faith. He worships at the right place, just as you worship at the right place. He worships at the new temple. You worship here, where earth meets heaven. For this is always the right place to worship the one who has taken away your sin. It is always right to worship and give thanks to the one who has cleansed you, not only in the waters of holy baptism, but once again, today, he cleanses you. My friends, these words are faithful and true. And these words that follow, you should memorize. Write them on your heart. Memorize them. Remember them. Get a tape from Terry, a CD from Terry, or a DVD, and play these words over and over again. True faith gives thanks to the one who brings salvation. True faith gives thanks to the one who brings salvation. The faithful ones are here this morning, just as there was a faithful one who returned and fell at the feet of Jesus, flat on his face, and he worshiped the one who brings salvation. Today, my dear friends, you will come to the altar of Christ, and here, once again, he is in your presence. Here, once again, he gives to you freely the cleansing of his body and the cleansing blood that you will eat and that you will drink, that cleanses you from all your sin. As you come to the altar this morning, remember these words. True faith gives thanks to the one who brings salvation. Therefore, today, where Jesus is present, there he is giving his gifts to his children. He is feeding his little lambs. He is giving you that pure spiritual milk in the form of his body and from his very blood. As you take these into your body, true faith gives thanks to the one who brings salvation. So it is right and proper for you today to say, Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the great gift that you have given me today and the great gifts that you give me every day. For my dear friends, as you receive and as you eat and as you drink, you're being cleansed. Cleansed once again. Cleansed by the blood of the Lamb that strengthens your faith for life and salvation and for the forgiveness of each and every one of your sins. Thanks be to Jesus. Thanks be to Jesus indeed. And now come. Come and receive from him his body and his blood and respond with thankfulness. Thanks be to Jesus. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.